Poems to make you cry. An introduction. Tears, sometimes our greatest comfort, often our darkest fear that we're about to be overwhelmed by sudden and uncontrollable feelings. From misting of the eyes through soft drizzles on cheek to cascades that would put Niagara Falls to shame, the event of tears comes in all shapes and sizes. There is something primordial in their arrival. We may be the only animal to actually cry, and scientists in their wish to explain everything cite the simultaneous release of endorphins to help relieve the emotional stress, the physical pain, as vital to restore the sense of calm and well-being. But not everything can be explained and pigeonholed with certainty. Our quoted authority is not the people in white coats, but those with a quill, a heart and a soul that can take these feelings of love and loss and with the ink of words put to verse feelings and emotions that can be relived and shared by all. As they venture through depression, war, slavery, to heartache and the loss of loved ones, our eyes may mist and tears gently fall at what collectively we have done, have experienced, have witnessed and lost. From Wilfred Owen and Catherine Tynan to Phyllis Wheatley, A.E. Housman, and with a wealth of others, our surrender to tears may not be far away.
Because I Liked You by A.E. Housman. Because I liked you better than suits a man to say, it irked you, and I promised to throw the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?